Proclamation number 6178 of 28th of January, 1955. Signs of rampage before the end. If you pay attention to all events around you, you will very soon recognize who rules in the world, and it will also be understandable to you what his purpose is: to draw people ever more into the depths, to prevent them from rightly recognizing. By preventing them from working in love. Yet in the foreseeable future his activities will become so obvious that many people will begin to hear and see, for he will drop his mask and proceed without hesitation in a way which all too clearly speaks against him. But these are all signs of the approaching end, in which God's adversary will carry out his despicable nature, in which all the forces of hell are released which influence people on earth, so that he will find countless followers who do everything he wants, who harm their fellow human beings in every way without hesitation, who even don't shy away from handing their fellow human beings over to death because they are completely under Satan's spell. But this is announced a long time before, so that people will recognize the time in which they live. But the day is coming when he will be bound, when an end will be put to his atrocities, when he will be deprived of all his power and bound so that he will no longer be able to do harm. The day is coming, of which the people who suffer under his rule shall also remember, for they shall have redemption. But they, too, should remember that the day of retribution will come who make themselves subservient to him, for they, too, will have to share his fate, because their will alone let them become his servants and they will have to answer for this will. And as long as injustice outrages you, you yourselves need not fear that he could harm you. For as long as your will still strives for good, you are not under his control. Everything that violates the commandment of love is his work, even though it is veiled from the eyes of fellow human beings. Make an effort to always think and act justly, and you will be clairvoyant and clairaudient towards the measures which are enacted under the guise of justice, for he who wants to corrupt you also knows how to disguise himself. But he will not achieve anything with those who strive towards God and try to live according to his will, for they see through his game and turn away from him. They remain sincere and righteous, and they also do not allow themselves to be misled. But the limits of his rage on earth have not yet been reached. The measure must first become full, which then results in a banishment that makes any further activity impossible for him. Amen.